Reuben, come on, keep up. What have you been doing?
Do we have to go?
Yes, we do.
Why?
Because we do.
Yeah, but why?
Because I'm your mother and I said so.
But why?
Oh, Reuben, away, we have been over this a million times already.
No, we haven't. Still, I don't understand it. It's so far to walk and I'm tired.
Yes, I'm tired of your questions. Come on.
Are we nearly there?
Oh, for heaven's sake. I've lost count of how many times you've asked me that question.
I've asked you every 50 paces, so that would make it, one...
Oh, Reuben, I'm sorry. I know how important it is for you to understand things logically. Let me try to explain why it's important for me that we do this. Now, you know how life's been hard recently.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, because of me?
No. How could you think that?
Because you're always so cross.
When
I take so long to lay the fire?
Oh, Reuben, that's because it's cold and I'm cold and you will insist on laying the logs in a neat lines.
And when I repeat myself?
Well, I know that that's because you want me to make sure that I've heard and I understand. But it can be rather annoying sometimes.
And when I repeat myself?
Reuben! Oh, you're joking, Reuben. Okay, listen. It's not that I'm cross with you. I'm cross with me. Since your father died, it's so hard to make ends meet. I have to rely on people bringing sewing and laundry for me to do. And I just have to collect a few shekels each time. And at the moment, they've run out. So I've spent the last shekels on our lunch today, on the 6 rolls and 3 fish.
5?
No, 6. I remember, it was 6 rolls and 3 fish, half a fish for each roll.
2 fish?
2 what?
Fish. 5 rolls and 2 fish.
No, I put in 6.
I was hungry.
Oh, they!
Sorry I've made you cross again.
No, Reuben, I'm not cross. I'm sad. I'm sad that your father is not here anymore. I'm sad that life's so hard. I'm sad that I can't provide for you, this growing lad, and I can't give you enough. And I'm sad that I'm so lonely.
Please don't be sad, Mum.
Well, that's why I want to see Jesus.
Can he stop you being sad?
Well, you know, I think maybe he can.
Can he bring my father back too?
Oh, no, my love, he won't do that. But I've heard that he talks about a heavenly father who loves us and will always be with us.
I don't understand.
No, neither do I. That's why I want to find Jesus. Come on.
Will there be big crowds and lots of noise?
Well, yes, there probably will because he's popular. But I'll tell you what, we'll stand you next to me and we'll put my scarf around your ears to muffle this noise, okay?
Okay, right. That sounds nice.
Okay.
Thank you. So that's just going to get us going this morning. How are you all this morning? You're looking good. Everyone feeling really uncomfortable around your table? Good, you have to look at each other. Ugh. This is family, this is what we do. And I want to give you a really warm welcome, whether you've been here for 100 years or whether you're a brand new visitor this morning. You are very, very welcome. And just like our story has started to tell, today we're going to be looking at multiplication and what happens when we give just a little bit to God and he takes hold of those things and he multiplies them in our lives because he is a God that loves us and gives us good things. Now, did you notice on your table you had a little question? Did anyone see that? Did anyone have anything interesting to find out about the youngest person on their table? Would anybody like to volunteer what someone might have written or someone might have said about the youngest person on their table? Yes, Ray, hold on.
I learned that Eve likes watercolours and likes painting.
Ah, okay. Eve likes watercolours and painting. Fantastic. Anybody else? Yeah. Oh, hang on. We've got two. Hold on.
She plays football.
Yeah, Hope does play football. She's very good at it as well, actually. Hold on.
She survived breast cancer.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Right. Anyone else? On it.
I learned on my table that the two youngest people can count to 10 in Czech.
That is probably going to be the winning one this morning, because I bet. And anyone else be able to do that? There you go. Fantastic. You are the winners this morning. Well done. So, this morning, I just thought we would multiply our knowledge of each other just a little bit. Hopefully you did learn something. Maybe you didn't have a chance to share it or whatever. But hopefully you're going to be able to be connected to each other in a new way this morning, maybe in a special way. Now, we've got a couple of groups. Well, we've got a load of our ladies away for their Arise weekend, and they're kind of spending time together, praying together, ministering to one another. That's really good. So let's just pray for the service. I'm then going to invite a young man up called Peter. He's going to share a little bit of testimony about what's been going on in his life. Now, before we do both of those things, I just want to tell you, if you've got kind of aged children, so the very, very little ones, we've got a space over here if they do struggle throughout the service. But there is a little bit of an activity that they can do, because right at the end, we're going to be giving out some challenges to our tables. So they're going to be colouring those challenges in for us. So if you do want to do it, or actually if you feel like you're 45 and you just want to do some colouring, then there is a space over there you can sit on nice cushions and go through those things. But we're going to hand them out at the end. So Father, we thank you so much for all that you do in our lives. Whether we know you this morning, whether we don't know you, your intent towards us is the same. You want to bless us. You want to be lavish with us like any good father. We pray for Matt as he's away. Keep him safe. Would you pray for our ladies as well who are away, listening to speakers and ministering to one another, praying for one another. Would you bless them where they're at as well? We thank you, Father, for all the good things that you give us. Amen. Amen. So Peter, where are you? There he is. Peter's just going to come and share a bit of testimony about Soul Survivor, and then we're going to worship with one another.
Thank you. So I've only been to Soul Survivor about 3 times, and the first time was when I actually really got to know God better. So we got there, we pitched our tents, and we went off to explore the site, and after we'd had dinner, Matt suddenly announced that we're now going to go to the big meeting. When you got there, I was just blown away by how big the hall was. I mean, there was at least 2,000 people in there. And then we found somewhere to sit, and then we had to get back up for worship, and don't get me wrong, the songs were great, but it seemed to go on for hours. And even though the floor was so painfully uncomfortable, I was relieved to be able to sit back down. And I'm thinking, could this get any more boring? And then Mike Pilavachi, brilliant guy, goes up on stage and starts talking about the 12 disciples. And 10 minutes in, I didn't even care that my tailbone was literally on fire, because Mike is away of making everything he says funny and just being really easy to understand. So then the band came back up and we started worshipping, and then I just felt the Holy Spirit just descend on everyone and around us. And some people were crying, others were on their knees, hands pointed to the ceiling. Then this girl just next to me crumpled to the floor and started shaking, and I'm there thinking, like, she fainted, is it okay? But then these people, they just turned around and started praying for her. So then I turned back around, and there was these 2 boys just straight in front of me, and they were saying, can we pray for you, can we pray for you? And I was like, sure, why not? And as soon as they laid hands on me, I started crying. I mean, not full-on bawling, just the odd tear. And I felt this immeasurable love around me. And in a way, it wasn't overwhelming, it was uplifting. And then Mike said, if anyone would like to give their life to Jesus. And it hit me just right then that Jesus created everything, literally everything, and it was the least I could do was give my life to him. So I closed my eyes and I prayed. So the rest of my time at Soul Survivor, all through the 3 years, I've really felt involved in the worship, and I've found the meaning in the sermons, and I've strengthened my relationship with God. Hands down, best time at Soul Survivor was the last meeting ever for the last Soul Survivor, because this was like ages ago. And Mike said that they'd bought 1.5 tons of sweets, and big fan. So when they said the meeting was over, there was just this mad stampede to the field where all the sweets were. And on the way out, I saw this kid, his jumper, like, all the way out there, literally sweets piling out of his neck. So for me, Soul Survivor was great fun and a really spiritual experience for me. Thank you.
Mom! Mom, I'm here!
Where were you? I was so afraid! I looked all over the place and couldn't find you! Why did you leave my side? Were you scared?
I'm sorry, I just had to go give Jesus our lunch.
Pardon? I'm sorry, but above all the noise of the crowd, did I hear you say you gave away our lunch?
I did.
Are you crazy? You knew that was all we had to eat, and you gave it away.
Yeah.
Now we have nothing. I have nothing to feed you. Don't you understand? Nothing. Oh!
Mum, you're the one who doesn't understand. Jesus asked for food.
Well, let someone else give him the food. We had so little.
No one had any.
No one?
No, just me. And he asked, so I gave it to him.
Just like that?
Yeah.
Oh, Reuben, you have to see things in black and white, don't you?
That's just it, Mum.
I was just wondering how all our food would be shown. Where's that come from?
Well, Jesus asked for the food, so I gave it to him. And everyone's got this much and more. And there's basketfuls of food left over.
I don't understand.
Well, I gave Jesus the little I had, and then he thanked God for it, and he broke it into pieces, and he gave it out, and then he gave it out, and he kept giving it out, and look how he multiplied it. It's a miracle.
It is indeed a miracle, Reuben. Bless you for giving him our food. Bless you, Jesus.
You know, in Luke 6, it says this, give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use it, it will also be measured back to you. So I want to ask you a question. What do you have that you can give to God? So I want to show you a picture of three crosses just on a PowerPoint there. See, for me, looking at this picture reminds us of how much God has given to us. His only Son, Jesus Christ. But also, let's look at that a little bit differently. How can this image remind us about what we can give back to God as well? Just like with Reuben in our story, the little boy with the loaves and the fishes. And I suppose, actually, these crosses look a little bit like T's as well. And as you can see, there are three of them. So I want to take those three and see if we can just do something with them. What about if the first T is tithes, like our money, our resources that are given to us? And we are given an opportunity every week, aren't we, to bring a little bit of money and give it to God, give our offerings to God when the bags go around. And we're going to be doing that in a little while. That is a way that we can give to God and he can multiply. Maybe also we can give our time The second one. We can use our time to sow into God's kingdom. Maybe we're an energy leader. Maybe we're in another group. Maybe we set up the chairs or the tables for today's service. Anything that we can use our time to build God's kingdom maybe a little bit. And maybe the last one could be definitely for all of us if you can't identify with the first two. We all have talents. We all have giftings that God has given us. What talent do you have that you can use for God's kingdom? Maybe you play a musical instrument. Maybe you're involved in the worship team. How about writing dramas? Maybe you paint. Maybe you do admin. But whatever it is, any of those talents and giftings are useful to God's kingdom. And he wants to journey and do this stuff with you together. You know, sometimes we can feel like the little guy, can't we? We don't feel like we bring as much as the next person. Or actually that person is far more talented or far more gifted. But that's not the way that God talks about it. In fact, he says, without me, you're never going to bring anything of eternal worth to the table. Whatever you bring into this world, God wants to journey with you and feed into you and partner with you and be a dad to you. And that applies to all of us. To all of us. So I want to do a little experiment this morning. You know, Jesus talks himself as the living water in the Bible. You can read about it when he meets a lady by a well. And I've got a little experiment that I want to do on your table. Now, most of the time when I'm stood up here, I'm not too nervous. This I'm quite nervous about, okay? But it's going to happen right in front of you. Now, there should be two things on your table. One should be a little... I'll never say this again in church. There should be a little pile of white powder. It'll get you through and all in. And there's also a little cup of water. Has everyone got that on their tables? Can you see it? I want to make sure that everyone around your table can see the little pile of white powder. Can you say yes, Dave? Very good. Now, very, very carefully... I want you to take what is in our image here, living water, and imagine if that pile of white powder is your life. Very carefully pour that water into your powder. I really hope this works. Is anything happening? What's happening? It's expanding. Can everyone see it? Yeah? Try to keep... Oh, no, it's going everywhere down here. Don't give it too much. Just the right measure. Did yours grow over there? Oh, look at that. Okay, it grew quite a lot. Do you know, that stuff, you know, you add water to it, and it multiplies, not just a little bit, but it goes to like, I don't know how many times its own size. So if you take my image, don't you? What happens when we take living water and we apply it to something that doesn't seem like it's very special at all? And suddenly it multiplies and it gets bigger. It's fantastic. Okay, I'm gonna pass over to Paul.
Oh, fish sandwiches. My favourite. Reminds me of the day that Mum and I went to see Jesus. Oh, yeah, she was so cross with me that day. Giving away the little food that we had. But Jesus, he multiplied the little I gave him. He multiplied it into a great feast. Still don't know how he did that. It's an absolute miracle. Absolute miracle. Since then, I've seen it happen many times. I don't mean with bread and fish. I mean, a man can only eat so much fish, even if it is my favourite. No, I mean multiplication in my life. Multiplication in my life, yeah. Yeah, Mum and I We went home that day with full stomachs and with full hearts. We even had food to take home. We didn't keep it for ourselves. No, we invited our neighbours round and we shared it with them so that we could tell them about Jesus and all that he'd done and about the Heavenly Father that he'd told us about, who loved us more than we could imagine. Those neighbours, well, they decided to become followers of Jesus too. And soon, they became friends who were more like family, looking out for us when times were hard and sharing with us. Those few words we shared about Jesus, they resulted in a house that was always full of friends, and a mum, my mum, who was no longer lonely. Over the years, I've discovered that I can never outgive God. He takes whatever I give him and he multiplies it. I've never been much good at talking, and I don't really relate very well to other people, but he uses my words to speak into other people's lives in ways that are beyond my imagination. My giving, my regular giving, never ever leaves me short of the things that I need, and the time that I spend helping other people, well, it always seems to give me back more. Now that is multiplication. Whenever I get boastful about the things that I've done, my wife, she makes me fish sandwiches. It's to remind me of the little that I've done to deserve any praise and of the lot that God has done with the little that I give him. Yeah, I love numbers, but I love multiplication more because it tells me about the amazing, incredible, lavish, unlimited love of God. And I love fish sandwiches. So, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to eat this one because it's getting a bit dry around the edges.
Okay, we've been thinking about when we give and how God multiplies what we give. And I wanted to ask you a question. Adults and kids, where do you think the money that we put in the offering goes? Can anyone name me a few areas? When we put money in the offering, where do you think it goes? Anyone? Hannah, you look like you have an idea. Can you give me one area where it goes?
The church?
The church, the building. Yeah, the building. The building's one. Anyone else? Got another one? Rachel?
So a bit like Hannah's, but pays the rent for here.
Yeah, pays the rent for here. Anyone else? Yeah.
It goes for salaries.
Yeah, salaries, people that work for the church.
Enfest.
Enfest, that's a good one. Our kids work. Cool. That's a few ideas there, but there's many more. I actually checked the list, and there are roughly 75 areas that the money goes towards. It's quite a lot, isn't it? I'll just name a few. So we've got Enfest. That's our children's summer camp. We've got our Invest people. Our energy work, so all of our children's stuff, our mission projects, our chapel project. We've got the telephone in the office, bit boring, but it needs to be paid. We've got Cafe 316, Hebron Hall. We've got our welcome meals. We've got street pastors. We've got the food bank, and we've got the church building. That's just a few out of the 75. And one of the things we're passionate about is offering our prayers as well as our money. So what we're going to do if John, Mary, Matt and Joe could come help me. We're going to offer around the collection bag, and what I'd like you to do is take one coin out of it, and as you do, if you could take one of those things I've named and just pray that the blessings you receive from that would be multiplied. Do you think we can do that? Yeah? So if you take one coin out, you're welcome to eat it. Will's just going to play some music for us.
Take your seats a second. Right, if you are under 15, I have a very, very quick task for you. Could you run to the corner here, grab one piece of paper, and take it back to a table that doesn't have one? Does that make sense? So if you're under 15, stand up, grab a piece of paper, either bring it back to the table where you were sat, or take one to another table so everybody has got one. And these are a few challenges that I want to give you this week. Okay, who has got a challenge for their table? Shanna, can I ask you to, or someone just to read that one? What does it say?
Get close to someone who is lonely.
Get close to somebody who is lonely. This is a challenge for this week. Have you got one here?
Call someone this week and find out how they are doing.
Call someone this week and find out how they are doing. What have you got over here? This one says spend time with somebody new at school or work. Let's just have one more. You got one over here?
Someone money to a good course.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Now, sometimes we can talk about this stuff in church and it's like, what do I actually do with it? What do I do with my money? What do I do with my gifting? What do I do with the time that I spend? Well, I'll tell you what. You've got a challenge for your table this week. Take that challenge and do something with it. Spread some good. Bring some of the love of God to people's lives. And you never know, you might, just like our instant snow, as it is called, if you're looking it up on Amazon, it can be multiplied as you invite God into these situations. So we're going to be finishing our service now. I'm going to pray in a second. I would encourage you. We've got a meeting tonight, 6 o'clock. It's going to be a worship evening. Come out for that if you can. We're going to go and grab a cup of coffee afterwards. If you want to pray with anyone or you've been really struck by something this morning, come grab me or grab Matt down here or someone that you came with. We'd love to pray with you, talk about seeing God's multiplication in your life. Hopefully you've had a good time this morning. So, Lord Jesus, we thank you, first and foremost, that you are that good, good Father that we sung about in that song. We thank you, Father, that you don't need us to do anything, but you choose to partner with us. You choose and ask us to be generous. And you say, look, when you give me a little bit, I will give you so much back. Even where we don't give, Father, you still give us tons of stuff. But you invite us into this flow of what you want to do in this universe. So I pray for everyone here this morning, whether we've known you for ages or whether we're just starting to see your name for the first time. Lord, would our hearts just take all your love in so that we could be changed to be more like you. Amen. Amen.